Materialism is not just a consumer-oriented thing. It is something that the Bible has a name.
Welcome to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Let's join our pastor and teacher, William J. McDuffie.
You say you're happy. You testify of the six-figure job. You testify of the house and the home. Yet, with all of those things, the lovely bride, the lovely children, with all of those things, they are not enough. Why? Because even having those things cannot fulfill and fill you up. Somehow we have looked and despised the Holy One of Israel. The word despise does not mean to hate. The word despise means to lightly esteem. It means to hold in low regard. I got Jesus, but I need Leroy. Go in some people's houses, idols all over the place. Pictures. Been married for 2 years to somebody, still got pictures. I'm not talking about pictures of your prom so you can remember your prom. Pictures of the person, truth be told, you still call once in a while, still emailing. I don't have no idols. I don't have any idols. For some people, promotion is nothing more than the overflow of their well-spent lives. But for other people, it is a way to keep score. In other words, promotion brings value to me. And it's only once I'm promoted that I realize. Because it's not enough to have Jesus. Now remember, now promotion is good. The Bible says promotion doesn't come from the east or the west or the south. God is the promoter. Promotion is a good thing. But for the idolatrous, covetous, greedy person, their current state is not good enough. Why? Because they have a need to be affirmed. So everything they do, they don't do it for the kingdom. They don't do it for their family. They do it for self-actualization. They need it to feel that they are important. The God who died on Calvary for them does not make them feel important. The promotion on the job. Now I'm really somebody. And the reason why it's only for a while, because if every promotion in the earth was poured into your spirit, it would not fill you. It can't satisfy you. I don't know. What's going on? Well, that's why the Lord brought me this way tonight. So now you can know. Maybe the reason why you are unfulfilled, unhappy, depressed, melancholy, negative, maybe the reason why you are is because you are attempting to do the impossible. No amount of sex, no amount of drugs, no amount of buying and spending, no amount of food, no amount of clothing, no number of houses or lands can ever satisfy the longing that is inside you. So God told me to talk to you about this tonight. I stopped by here just to let you know that the reason why you are miserable is not because you're not saved. You're not miserable because you don't know the Lord. You're miserable because you despise the Lord. Hold him in low regard. He's not enough. I know what the word says, and I say I believe it, but he is not enough. That's why I need my fix. I need my cigarette. I need my snuff. I need my stuff. I need my stiff drink. I need the party. I can't just be by. I need to be around people. I need. And the more parties you go to, and the more liquor you drink, and the more people you have sex with, at the end of it, you are still unfulfilled. Five children and five baby daddies, and still not fulfilled. Why would somebody who has already missed it so many times still keep missing it? You don't understand. It is a religion. It is a desire to be filled. And so, even though the word of God says that in Christ I have been made complete, I don't feel complete. You know why I don't feel complete? Because my mind is not set on things above. My mind is set on things in the earth. Now. Okay. Let me help you out here. You know the reason why I can't stand this man? It's not because he did anything to me, did me wrong. Actually, he's always been kind. But the reason why I have a problem with him is because it seems like every other day every other service oh I know I'm preaching tonight I'm not hooping but I'm preaching tonight pastor gonna bring him up, share his testimony. Go ahead, son, tell him what the Lord has done. Now, if I were filled, not in my spirit, but in my thinking, then no matter what he achieves, he's a bad somebody, as they say, but so am I. I'm a bad somebody too. Why? Because the same God who is in him is in me, and I have no reason to be intimidated. I have no reason to play a hate. I have no reason to envy. I have no reason to be jealous. I have no reason to talk bad about him, because I'm happy for him, because the same Jehovah Jireh that provides for him provides for me. And because we share the same corporate anointing, I'm not just talking about the local church. Same Jesus, the same God that blesses him, is the God who will bless. But if I'm not filled in my thinking, it's almost as though everything he gets, he takes from me. So, go ahead and greet two or three folks. I'm going to find everybody I can find. And if I just happen to stumble across him, I mean, I'm doing my best to avoid him, but if he just happened to find me, then I'm going to give him the Lucas of warm. See, these other folks are... folks around here that I don't have a problem with, I'm giving them the bear hug, because I don't perceive them, stay with me, I don't perceive them as more valuable. Because, see, to the materialistic person, the more things a person has, the more valuable they are. The more valuable they are. So he has more things than me. Therefore, he must be more valuable than me. And I don't like thinking that anyone is more valuable than me. And I shouldn't think that way. I shouldn't accept that, because that is not the plan of God. No one is more valuable than the other. The same blood of Jesus that was shed for the Apostle Paul was shed for William McDuffie. The same blood that was shed for Peter was shed for you. So the only way, James says, the source of conflict is that I want some things. And instead of being content with the thing that God has given me, which is himself, instead of celebrating with my brother, and I was here before he was, we came here together. I knew him when he was. Now listen to this. Who does he think he is? Oh, it's not who he thinks. He knows who he is. The issue is, it's who I think he is in comparison to me. And I don't know, I just always bragging. He's just always bragging. I mean, I just can't stand him. I can't stand him. I just can't stand him because no matter what, it just seems like. Now, we're not going to say the reason I can't stand him is because he's putting it down with everything that's in him. And I'm still trying to satisfy the big old inside of me with some minute material things. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say it's because of him. Because when I start adding up his job and look at my job, I'm no longer thankful to the God who gave me my job. I'm envious of what he has. Now, I understand why we thought that way in the world. We were demon-possessed. We're not demon-possessed anymore. But my thinking. If Pastor brings one more person up there with a testimony, I'm about to mess you up because I'm just waiting for some actual manifestation on some things because people, I don't know why they prefer to wait. I don't wait because they don't take faith. That's just William McDuffie. It don't take faith. Wait till I get it, then tell you about it. That don't take no faith. Thank you, sir. We got some more stuff coming, man. That people, man, since this faith conference, I've been getting... Dad, I've been promoted. Dad, I got this job opportunity. Dad, they're increasing this. Somebody in here, listen, you may not believe this, but it's the truth. Somebody in here got fired on Monday because the contract ran out. They said, don't go to work tomorrow. There's no more money. Contract ran out. By Monday afternoon, had the new job with the increase on his annual salary. You better see somebody else as your source. You better see the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the covenant-keeping God as your source. Wait, don't you know that we are in the worst economy since the Great Depression? Don't you know that people can't find work? Don't you know? But somebody said, I can look at the natural, but instead of setting my mind on the natural, I'm going to look beyond. I'm going to look beyond the physical clouds. I'm going to look beyond the physical stratosphere. Somewhere over the rainbow, there is a God who cannot lie. And no matter what I face, he is my source. Sit down. Now, I'm trying to finish this up. Now, this is the litmus test. Are you ready for the test? How do I know which person I am? Am I the person who is really, truly happy? God says to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, But you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you will be careful to do all that is written therein. Then you will have your way, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What is God saying? God said, by speaking the word, meditation is a spiritual and mind-oriented exercise. It's not just a physical thing. It's a mind thing. In other words, I'm Boucher. Before you're going to see physical manifestation of success, Joshua, before you going to see the physical manifestation of prosperity, Joshua, you got to get it on the inside first. When you get it on the inside, then you, it will overflow from thee. You don't have to look for the blessing. These blessings shall overtake you. They shall come and find you if you will meditate day and night. In other words, I'm trying not to preach this. Bring it down, bring it down. In other words, before, I'm talking about the person who sees El Shaddai as their source. They see him as their Jehovah Jireh. They see him as their Jehovah Nissi. They see him as their Jehovah Rapha. They see them as that their Jehovah Ro'ah. They see him as their Jehovah Tsikkenu. They see him as their source of everything that they need. That person builds themselves up in their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, staying in the love of God. And it gets bigger on the inside. And so the faith that's on the inside begins to take promotion. It begins to take breakthrough. It begins to take healing. It begins to take deliverance. In other words, the reason why this person has so much is because they were content with the hoopty, with four Maypops. They got the word of God on the inside, and they were happy living in government quarters. They were happy living in the projects. They started getting that word bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, to the point that it promoted them from one level to the next, to the next, to the next. In other words, they don't have things to make them happy. Their happiness has made these things. Their contentment with God has made them prosperous, blessed. The manifestation of the blessing is working in their lives. Why? Because they know it comes from the inside. Yet, there are still people who don't believe. Here's the litmus test. I'm sorry, I forgot. Sit down. Here's the litmus test. The litmus test is, when I pursue a thing and I don't get it, if I am a satisfied, inward-looking, Holy Spirit-following individual, I may be disappointed, meaning I did not fulfill the thing I sought to fulfill. I may be disappointed, but because I know that greater is He, He is in me than he that is in the world, my disappointment is going to be short-lived. Because it didn't work this time does not mean I've been denied. It may not have worked this time, but it's got to work eventually. So I'm disappointed. Listen, disappointed, but there's no thoughts of giving up. There are no thoughts of giving in. I didn't get the job, but I'm not thinking about leaving the church. I didn't get the job. I'm not thinking about walking away from Jesus. I'm not going to get a drink. I don't need anything. Because I got everything I need. Down in my soul. Down in my spirit. Disappointed but not depressed. Disappointed but not displeased. Disappointed but not defeated. And then here's the other litmus test. Pursue a thing and I don't get it. And that person is devastated. Don't even want to get out of bed. Believing God for a car and I didn't get the car. I don't even know if I'm saved. I mean, I don't even know if I'm saved. I don't have this thing. Does God really love me? Devastated. Life isn't even worth living. Because this thing has eluded me. Have you noticed how quiet it got again? I was believing God for my healing. Went back to the doctor. The doctor said, no change. Devastated. I wonder if the word works. Will it work for me? In other words, listen. The idolatrous person. Having things isn't, there's nothing wrong with having things. There's something wrong when I don't get the thing. I'm ready to give up everything that matters in the universe. Yeah, I know it's quiet in here. Because there have been some suicidal thoughts in here. People can be a possession too. They're physical. If I can't have this person, I don't even want to live. Who really is your God? Who really is your source? God says don't do it. He says to do it. The one you obey is your God. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't... How could you go from the word of God is the absolute authority in my life? How can you go from my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus? How can you go from there? I don't even know if my life has value. Do you know why? Because to the materialistic, to the idolatrous, to the covetous thinking believer. I'm only talking to believers because unbelievers are already idolaters. But to the believer, the thing gives me value. It gives me affirmation. I am important because she loves me. Let me help you out here for a minute. There are 6 billion people on the planet. 50% of them are male. 50% of them are female. With those odds, everybody can get married. You don't want me? I'm disappointed. But I'm not going to be devastated because the God that I love made me to be married. He gonna send somebody. Yeah, let me put a point of caution out there. Don't tell your spouse that.
I said, don't tell your spouse that. That's marital suicide. Marital homicide. Don't tell your spouse. They're 3 billion. You can mess around if you want. No, don't do that. That's not. But what I'm saying is, so what? Somebody doesn't want you. So what? So what? So what? Tina had a big old butt, so he's leaving you. So what? Let him go. He gonna do Tina the same way. Let him go. That's not who you want. That's not who you want. You don't want anybody like that. That's an old hip hop song. Don't worry. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't be moved by that. God is my rock. He is my fortress. My God in whom I trust. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but no harm shall come to me. Let me help you out here. Now, God has given me the best wife any person could have. She's definitely the best wife for me. She's anointed to be with me because she can take me in the raw. She can handle me when I don't have my hallelujah face on. I would drive the average woman completely stark insane. Most preachers will. I want a preacher. You better make sure you've been anointed to be with somebody's preacher. I thank God for her. She's a gift of God to me. But I'm going to tell you something. When I rededicated my life and I said, Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. If Yvette stays or Yvette goes, it's not going to affect our relationship. It's not going to change our fellowship. It's not going to cause me to walk away from you. I refuse. And so, listen, I made up in my mind so much so that when it was time for us to move here, my family, for the first time in the history of the William McDuffie branch of the McDuffie family, tried to mutiny. He said, they ain't going. My baby girl. My precious baby girl said, I ain't going. I said, let me make sure all y'all understand something. I know I heard from God. And if you come, bless the name of the Lord. But if you don't come, I'm still going. Because I made up in my mind, no person, no thing, no problem. What shall separate me from the love of God? That's why I don't care who talks bad about me, who come to church or don't come to church. God is my source. I said, God is my.
Well, my beloved partner, that's it for this teaching session. Did you get something out of this message? I pray that you did. I count it a distinct privilege and an honor to call you friend. And I look forward to hearing from you. So write me. Yvette and I love you dearly, and we pray for you constantly. Until next time, this is Pastor William McDuffie reminding you that Jesus is Lord, so you ought to walk in the blessing.
You've been listening to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Thank you for your generous financial contribution. It is because of you, our covenant partner, that we are reaching people around the world for Jesus Christ. We would like to extend to you another opportunity to sow into this ministry, which is indeed good ground. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible contribution, please write us at William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. That's William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. And as always, walk in the blessing. Keep on walking.